Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all our favourite events that are happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about hacking and kayaking.
I've got circus, Ottoman music and alchemy.
But first of all, we've got a competition running on Daily Info at the moment. We've got two pairs of tickets up for grabs for the Oxford Wine Festival, which is on the 23rd and 24th of August at the Oxford Union. Tickets are normally £19.50, and it's really easy to enter. All you have to do is send an email to wine@dailyinfo.co.uk with your contact details, and we won't use them unless you win.
And when does it close?
It closes on Monday, and it's easy peasy. First event of the week, though, Anaïs?
First event of the week is at the BT Studio, part of the Oxford Playhouse. As you should have heard if you listen to the podcast regularly, the Oxford Playhouse have, over the last few months, celebrated a season programming around the theme of the radical. Part of this was their Soapbox City on May Day, and also their show Stand, which was at the West Oxford Community Centre in June. This month, and indeed tonight, as part of the season, there's a show called Story Smith's Radical Women, and it's being produced by Scary Little Girls. They have been at the BT Studio before with their show Salon du Chocolat, which involved eating chocolate, and I think hearing stories involve chocolate. And Scary Little Girls specialise in storytelling and women-focused work, so you're in good hands.
It kind of makes me think of The Shining, those Scary Little Girls. Yeah.
The show will combine literature and storytelling and performance and chat, and you'll discover various strong-headed writers from the past and from the present. It's at 7:30 p.m. tonight, and do look out for other work done by Scary Little Girls. They get all over Oxfordshire and further afield.
Well, also on tonight at the O2 Academy, the Dandy Warhols are playing. Massive band, they've been around for 20 years. They've released 8 studio albums, and most people will know them from their grungy alt-rock pop from the Vodafone advert from ages ago, Bohemian Like You.
Do
you
remember that song? Of course, yes.
Great song. Anyway, they've spent the last 2 weeks touring around Britain and Ireland, and this is their final date in the UK, and they're heading off to Europe, Australia and the US, which pretty much brings them up to Christmas. So last chance to see them. Tickets are still available, they're only like £17, which I think is pretty good for these guys. And there's some support from Brighton six-piece Dark Horses as well. And that's at the O2 Academy tonight at 7 o'clock. Legends.
Legends. Do you think they'll save it for the beginning or the end? Like you.
It's got to be encore or something, right?
Yeah. But yeah, they probably leave it out of the general set. They're like, oh, we're better than that. And actually, no. Give us your advertising song. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Gifford Circus, and they're still in Oxford until this end of this weekend, and they've got half-price tickets for students, I believe.
Yeah,
so if you haven't been to see them, go and see them. I saw them, and they were fantastic. If you have seen them and you want more circus, or if you just want other circus, I've also got that for you as well. There is a company called Nicole et Martin, who are a European circus group, and they're coming to the North Wall Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Nicole and Martin are the founders of the circus. They performed in almost 400 venues in 9 different countries over the last 15 years and had their shows translated into 8 different languages.
I really want to go see this one. It's amazing.
It's amazing. They've got a beautiful canvas tent, which is all hanging on a wooden structure that they build themselves. And they do circus sort of storytelling of fairy tales, and there's a mix of theatre and dance and acrobatics, and it's very colourful and very family friendly, and a lot of circus is, but this is particularly sort of cosy and colourful. It's their first, I think, trip to Oxford, so don't miss them, even though you can then go see them in Switzerland or Germany if you want a trip and follow them around on their European tour. They're at the North Wall Thursday to Saturday this week.
More theatre now, and this is the Outdoor Shakespeare of the Week. There's pretty much going to be one for the rest of the summer.
Every we should get a little jingle for the Outdoor Shakespeare of the Week.
This is A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's being put on by Tomahawk Theatre, and it's outside at the Oxford Castle Courtyard. They do have a wet weather alternative as well, which is the new Baptist Church on Bond Square. And we sent along our reviewer last night, Claire Dodd, who's opened her review with a little bit sinister and a little bit silly, some steampunk and just a touch of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, which is just intriguing to begin with. Apparently, the humans are in Edwardian dress and the fairies are in 80s. And it's all set to a metal soundtrack. So a really interesting production. Puck apparently is especially good, cartwheeling around the place looking like he's just stepped out of A Clockwork Orange. And it's running until the 19th of July at the Oxford Castle.
Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week, you can also go see Dance Connection's show Beyond Limits at the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. Dance Connection is an Oxfordshire dance school that is celebrating 20 years of dance training in Oxfordshire with a huge performance at the Cornerstone. Their piece is going to feature over 100 young, talented dance performers in a fast-moving, high-energy, multi-visual explosion of energy. They train in all sorts of dance, and they teach all different ages, so it's going to be a real mix. There'll be some group work, some solo work. They're clearly also very, very talented at training and proud of their alumni. Apparently, some of their students have gone on to star in the Matilda musical, and one also was in an advertising campaign alongside Jessie J.
Awesome.
So they will take you to your stardom. The show is going to be really great, clearly. 20 years of dance training is worth celebrating. It was a big showcase with dancers across Oxfordshire. They're at 7:30 p.m. with the show Beyond Limits at the Cornerstone Arts Centre, and that's Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week.
And on Friday, how do you feel about pub crawl?
Sounds good.
A musical pub crawl.
Ooh.
So starting at the Port Mahon, this is the Oxford Roots Ramble. And you start at the Port Mahon, go to the Rusty Bike via the Fir Tree, and this is with Francis Pugh and the Whiskey Singers and Swindlestock. So two bands, and it's completely free. And they're promising to bellow out some pure acoustic rural roots, and that people are encouraged to bring along their own instruments as well.
So do you walk and play music between, or are they, do they have sets at each pub?
They're going to have sets at each pub. I don't know whether they're also going to have sort of Pied Piper-y music along the way as well.
I really hope so. Yeah, and if you get, you know, if you don't know which route they're taking, that way you can hear out
exactly,
and listen
follow
for them.
The music. Yeah, you're encouraged to bring along something to bang or sing along to or just stamp along. I don't really know. But they should be, it should be really good fun.
A nice little event tying in several pubs. Fir Tree isn't exactly en route. I have to really
no.
go Fir Tree via the Rusty on the way up.
There you
so
go. Who knows?
That's another reason to sing as you go along, because wouldn't think of that route.
I think they're going to be doing these things a few times as well, but with maybe different pubs. So yeah, it should be really nice.
Yes. And if you do like themed pub crawls, we have got various themed ones on our website.
Yeah, like the Night Sky one. I did that one for my birthday, starting at the Plough and Wolvercote, going to the Bear, then the Star and the Half Moon.
And I think we've got a human body parts one as well.
There's a lot of arms.
A headwear one, maybe.
Yeah, crowns.
So if you look at the pubs on our website, you can see which of our made-up pub crawls they belong to. Also on Friday, some other music. Oxford Contemporary Music, OCM, always have really original gigs. And on Friday, they're presenting Tariq Bashir, who'll be performing at the Warnford Chapel in Headington. Not very often used as a performance venue, so exciting if only for the venue, but also because of Tariq Bashir, who sounds amazing. He specialises in late 19th century and early 20th century Ottoman music and plays the oud. And he writes a lot of his own songs as well in this traditional Arabic style. He's also part of a Middle Eastern musical ensemble called Makam, and they explore Arabic music tradition, and they've supported Stornoway at various gigs over the years. Other interesting facts about Tariq: he actually won an X Factor style talent show in Kuwait when he was about 17.
Wow.
And he is also part of the well-known Oxford band Brickwork Lizards. So he's clearly well into the Oxford music scene, but also has his own really individual kind of practice. He's really unique, Oxford-based, and creates this Ottoman Arabic-style music. And he does lots of group work, but he's going to be wowing audiences with his solo work at the Warnford Chapel. It's going to be from 7 p.m. on Friday.
Super talented and super niche.
Yes, Oxford.
Yeah. Now, if you want to find out more about any of these events or any other events, you can find more on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also look for jobs there. We're hiring 2 people to come work for us at Daily Info at the moment.
Be on the podcast.
You could be on the podcast, or you could be answering the phone in the office. You could be doing all sorts of things. So you can work for Daily Info or work for loads of other different organisations in Oxford. Find out more on dailyinfo.co.uk.
Now onto the weekend, and you might remember this event from last year. This is the second round of The Kids Are All Right. It's a day-long gig, basically, at the Said Business School in the Rooftop Amphitheatre, and it's all for charity. It's going to be so many bands. It's going to be The Epstein, Empty White Circles, The Shapes, Swindlestock, The Lucky Club, The Dreaming Spires, and Sailor Doris and the Hooli Band. And the proceeds are all going towards SNAP, Support for Sick Newborns and Their Parents, and All Is One UK, which cares for children in Sierra Leone. And it's going to be from 5:30 till 11:30. You really get your money's worth. It's £11. Last year they raised over £600, and they're hoping to raise more again this year.
Lovely cause, great local band. Swindlestock clearly have a busy weekend.
Hope they're not too hungover on Saturday after the pub crawl.
No, they'll have recovered by then.
That'll be fine. Pros.
Another all-day music event on Saturday is with the lovely Irregular Folk people. They're bringing back their popular summer session to The Perch. They did several gigs over at The Perch last summer, and this year it's got one jam-packed full day of handpicked music performed in a beautiful Bedouin tent. The day will include chamber pop, alt folk and other lovely music. Some of the familiar names in the lineup include Jess Hall, Steph West and George Chopping. There's about 11 different bands slash solo artists. They're all lovely. They've all been chosen because they fit specifically within this lovely irregular folk brand, and they're worth checking out even if you don't know the names of them. To add to the fun, there's an optional dress code of English summertime, old and new, and the best dressed person gets a prize.
What's the prize?
Not sure about the prize yet. It could be anything. Honestly, they're quite creative. It could be anything. But they put a lot of effort into making this lovely event. So whether or not you want a best dress prize, you should make a bit of an effort and go and look nice. You're guaranteed to have a really lovely day out. It's from 2 till 11:30 p.m. So even longer than your gig. Tickets are £15 in advance or £20 on the day.
Now I've got an opportunity to see Oxford in a completely different way. There are kayaking tours of Oxford happening at the moment. So they're 3 hours long and they're happening on Saturdays, Sundays and Wednesdays, I think. And basically you travel 4 miles downstream on the Charwell. You start up at Watereton, travel on the Charwell past Wolfson, Uni Parks, Magdalen College, Botanic Garden, St Hilda's and Christchurch and end up down at Donington Bridge. Now they cost £45, but you should look at some of the videos on their website. If you go to oxfordkayaktours.com, they've got a couple of really cool videos where I think they've basically stuck a GoPro on the back of the kayak while they're doing the tour. And it looks so much fun. They're just dodging in between all these different punts. It takes 3 hours and there is a rest in the middle and it's all downstream, so it shouldn't be too much hard work. You're supposed to bring some sandwiches because there'll be a bit of a rest, and transport back will be provided.
It's quite exciting as well, because if anybody gets people to come visit them in Oxford, you end up doing a lot of the same routes and
the same
things.
Yeah, over and over again.
So may as well splash out and do something completely different, and a bit of exercise in it as well.
Yeah, lovely. Something completely different from that again, though. Oxford Hackspace have got a workshop on this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It is a long day, but you get to build your own 3D printer. They're going to be providing the tools and the help and a 3D printer kit. And at the end of the day, you get an option to buy the printer you've just made at a reduced kit price of £325 plus optional upgrades. You don't have to buy the printer, but they do ask for a bit of a donation if you don't buy it, because that's running all day and they're going to be helping you out. So
otherwise, they'll also just end up with like 12 3D printers just in their space.
And a big debt. You do need to book in advance by email, and you can find out more on oxhack.org. If you're interested in Oxford Hackspace more generally, it's open every day at different times and there's a social night every Thursday. And it's the type of place where there's computer games, an oscilloscope, sewing machine, 3D printer and a quadcopter knocking about. And you can go and work on your own projects or get involved in some of their other workshops. And they're based at Ovada at the moment. Really interesting place and a really big community building up around it as well. So yeah, check out oxhack.org for more information. And build your own 3D printer. It's awesome.
We've got a couple more events to talk about in the Oxcast. On Tuesday, there is a new show being produced by OUDS, the Oxford University Drama Society. It's part of their annual national tour, and they're producing a hectic Renaissance comedy called The Alchemist. They opened in London early this month, and on Tuesday, they'll be coming to Oxford for 3 nights before they go to Birmingham and then Edinburgh for the summer. So The Alchemist was written by Ben Jonson and first performed over 400 years ago, and it satirises the follies, vanities and vices of mankind. OUDS are keeping the original language but setting it in a more modern set and costume design, and they're performing Tuesday to Thursday at 8 p.m. at Freud Bar, which generally isn't used very much for theatre shows.
They often choose really interesting venues, because I think last year they did Comedy of Errors in the St Mary the Virgin University Church on High Street.
They've got clearly very good contacts into the great spaces in Oxford. So see The Alchemist before OUDS head up to Edinburgh via Birmingham from Tuesday to Thursday at 8 o'clock at Freud Bar.
And last event of the week, Lee Evans is coming to Oxford. He's touring his Work in Progress Monsters tour at the moment, and he's going around loads of smaller venues ahead of a 4-month arena tour of his show Monsters.
It's at the New Theatre though, it's not exactly a small venue.
I know, that's the
thing. For a Work in Progress, that's insane.
It's pretty much the only chance you're going to get to see him though, because he is that big, he only does arenas, and a small gig is the New Theatre. I pretty much don't know anyone who doesn't find Lee Evans funny as well. He's just an absolute legend. His last tour, Roadrunner, grossed £12.9 million, and this is set to be his biggest tour yet. Tickets are £33 and £34. And is at the New Theatre on Tuesday the 15th at 8 o'clock.
That's all we've got time for in the Oxcast this week. We'll be back next Wednesday with more events happening around Oxford.
Probably more outdoor Shakespeare.
We'll have an outdoor Shakespeare of the week for sure. I've already planned which one it will be.
If you want to find out more about any of these events, do go to dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can also find reviews of lots of the events and the theatre.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford and search Facebook to like our Facebook page, Daily Info Oxford.